Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down stocks like we're chatting over coffee about what really matters for long-term investors. Today we're diving deep into Chewy, the online pet retailer that's been making waves even as the broader market questions consumer spending. Chewy has built a massive moat in the pet space by focusing on convenience, selection, and that personal touch through its auto-ship subscriptions. With the stock sitting near 52-week lows after a rough stretch, there's a lot to unpack about whether this is a value opportunity or a sign of deeper challenges. Founded back in 2010 and headquartered in Florida, Chewy operates purely as an online retailer serving pet owners across the U.S. with everything from food and treats to pharmacy items and even veterinary services. Ryan Cohen, the CEO, has steered the company toward higher margin areas like health and wellness. And the business now works with around 3,000 partner brands while employing about 18,000 people. It's a pure play e-commerce story in the specialty retail corner of consumer cyclicals. On the revenue side, Chewy brought in about $12.6 billion for fiscal 2025, up from $11.9 billion the prior year, showing steady top-line growth even in a tougher environment. The bulk of that comes from its core reportable segment, with auto-ship customers driving a big chunk of repeat business and net sales per active customer climbing to around $597. Earnings tell an encouraging story of improving profitability. Chewy posted EPS of 0.43 in the latest quarter, matching estimates and up from 0.35 a year ago. Full-year net income reached $223 million on that $12.6 billion in sales, with gross margins holding near 30% and EBITDA expanding nicely to $397 million. The company continues to deliver positive free cash flow while trimming its full-year sales outlook slightly due to softer consumer trends. Management highlighted resilience in the Q1 call, noting that auto-ship strength helped offset macro headwinds, and that investments in veterinary clinics, health products, and AI tools are setting up longer-term margin expansion. They emphasized adapting to a cautious pet parent while keeping EBITDA targets intact, signaling confidence that the growth engine remains solid despite the trimmed revenue guide. Looking at the balance sheet and cash flows, Chewy holds solid liquidity with current assets covering near-term obligations reasonably well, and operating cash flow came in strong at $692 million last year. Free cash flow yield sits around 7%, debt to equity is manageable at just over 1, and the company has been returning capital through buybacks rather than dividends. Retained earnings have improved markedly as profitability takes hold. For valuation, we turn to the forward PE model given solid analyst estimates and the company's maturing profile. That model puts fair value somewhere around $20 compared with the current price hovering near $18, suggesting a modest gap that could close if growth and margins track as expected. Key drivers include normalized forward earnings around $1 by 2027, a 25 times multiple that reflects decelerating but still positive expansion, and steady free cash flow conversion supporting the blended picture. Strengths include robust revenue scale above $12 billion, expanding margins, and a sticky auto-ship base. Weaknesses center on high valuation multiples historically and limited capital return options. Opportunities lie in veterinary clinics and health products that can lift margins further. Threats involve macroeconomic softness, pressuring consumer spending, and intensifying competition in online pet retail. Recent performance has been challenging, with the stock down about 57% over the past year and 46% over 6 months, amid broader sector rotation and those price target adjustments. On a longer horizon, the five-year return sits deeply negative, reflecting the post-pandemic normalization, yet the business fundamentals have strengthened considerably during that period. Shifting to intrinsic value, the forward PE approach aligns well here because analyst estimates are available and the company fits a mature compounder setup with positive free cash flow history. The model delivers a fair value estimate around $20 against the current price near $18, with high confidence after adjustments for share count and terminal multiple. Primary drivers include 8% revenue growth assumptions, expanding margins, and an applied 25 times forward multiple that accounts for the current market discount rather than peak industry averages. My take is that Chewy looks like a compelling long-term hold at these levels for investors who believe in the pet economy's durability. The margin trajectory and clinic expansion provide real catalysts, and the valuation offers a reasonable margin of safety even if consumer spending stays soft for a while. Remember, these models shift with assumption tweaks, so keep an eye on execution, but the setup feels attractive for patient capital. Wrapping up, Chewy has transitioned from growth at all costs to a more disciplined, profitable operator, and the current price seems to undervalue that progress. If you're adding positions, consider dollar cost averaging given the volatility. Thanks for watching. Hit subscribe for more deep dives, and I'll catch you in the next one.